Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, the fastest 2 hours in travel has once again zipped right along today, with 9 segments of the show now complete for our J-Block, while show friend Trey Bosch is about to rejoin the program. Segment 10 today, folks, is sponsored by HelloFresh.com/Carrie.
Attention all you foodies. If you want to spend more time in the sunshine and less time in those checkout lines, the chef-crafted recipes from HelloFresh.com/Carrie are for you, as their convenient doorstep delivery takes the hassle out of mealtime. From seasonal recipes like sweet heat shrimp tempura bowls, garden spinach ricotta ravioli, and one-pan cheesy beef tortilla melts, you can pick from 50 menu and market items each week.
Join us. Trade out that takeout habit for easy-to-prepare meals at HelloFresh.com/Carrie. Right now, you'll get 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts when you use promo code Carrie. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
With gas prices rising daily and over $4 a gallon in every state, rising inflation, and all the other economic challenges out there, travel is getting more and more expensive for this summer. Show friend and smart shopping expert Trey Bodge is returning to our national airwaves today to share some of her favorite tips on saving money this season. So off to the show hotline we go.
Trey, welcome back to the show. Nice to reconnect with you today.
Thanks so much for having me back.
All right. Well, the good news is, according to record passenger numbers in the airports and what we're seeing for hotel occupancy numbers out there, people are traveling. But as we've said, it's getting more expensive by the day, and finding value is not easy. There are certainly, you know, some deals in the cruise sector of travel, but it's not the case really when it comes to flights, hotels, or car rentals. We're told that you're cautioning people from taking a big trip right now, so I'd love for you to share some thoughts on that.
Absolutely. So according to new data from Tally, credit card spending on airlines, hotels, and vacation vendors rose over 20% month over month and 11.4% year over year in March. So spending is way up on travel. And to your point, it's very hard to find deals. And so I am going to be a little bit of a wet blanket here and caution people not to take that big bucket list trip that they maybe had in mind. This is not the time to take a cruise around Iceland or something like that. I would really dial it way back and maybe do something a little bit more budget conscious, like a road trip, for example. My family and I, instead of going to Portugal like we had initially planned, we took a road trip down through the Low Country. And I have to say, we had a spectacular time, and it was a fraction of what we would have spent to go to Portugal right now. We will go to Portugal, but not right now.
Yeah.
The travel polls, I was going to say, Mary, running on our website right now. That's what
road trips
is number one right now.
Is in the number one spot. You know what? You're allowed to be a wet blanket. You are the smart shopping expert. So you're here to help our listeners save some money. You know, I am curious to see if these strong travel numbers will actually sustain through the summer. I'm guessing they may not. But let's talk about funding trips, Trey. I think certainly using accrued miles is one of the best ways to fund travel expenses. But beyond that, you say this is not the time to go crazy if you are going to travel. You just made a good point about road trips. Any thoughts on funding summer trips?
Yeah, so first of all, be very mindful of your credit card spending. And that's something to look at first. You know, if you're planning this trip, take a look at your credit card debt. If you are holding a lot of credit card debt, you might want to think about debt consolidation right now. I mentioned Tally, who I work with. They are a debt payoff app that will automate paying your credit cards using a lower interest line of credit. And that means reducing your monthly spend on your credit cards. And that will start helping you save money month to month that you could then use for your travel. So if you are going to use a credit card, take a look at your debt first and see what you can really handle. And I do like the idea of using credit card miles right now, or airline miles that you've accrued. If you've been kind of hoarding them and not wanting to use them, now is the time, because prices are so high. So you can do really well with using those points for your travel at this moment.
Although I'm having trouble being able to use some of them that I want right now. That's the problem, finding them. But, you know, listen, this is a candid conversation that we're having, Trey. No question about it. The realities, the expense of travel this summer, they're here. So since, as Mary said, your livelihood is smart shopping and cost cutting, any other, you know, ways that you would suggest to our audience really that they could and should save this year?
Yeah, so I think having a certain level of flexibility, if that's workable for you, that's always helpful. So you can track flights and other expenses using, say, an Expedia or TripAdvisor or Hopper, and look for those places where the deals are better. You know, for instance, I mentioned my Low Country road trip. you know, my spring break just happened to be where the spikes were in terms of cost. So I had to do that road trip really because it was really the only option. Mm-hmm. But if you have a little flexibility, you can watch those trends and look for those places that are a little bit more reasonable. That's one thing I would do. Considering driving versus flying is another big one. In hotels versus Airbnb or VRBO, I just think that staying in a home or an apartment gives you a lot of flexibility. So for instance, having a meal or two at the property instead of going out and about. Obviously, you want to enjoy the local food wherever you are and get that flavor and that feel, but you don't have to have every meal out, and that's another great way to save. So those are the things that I try to do to really cut the cost of my trips, no matter where I'm going.
Well, and I like with Vrbo there, I like that they you can earn some points with them as well, which I appreciate. That's one mm-hmm. issue that I always talk about on the show with Airbnb.
Yeah, no loyalty program.
They really need to create that. But Trey, listen, very good information today. Folks, you can follow Trey yourself. Very easy to do. Just TrueTrade.com, and you will find all the great deals that she offers and advice. So have a great weekend, Trey.
Thanks so much. You too.
As always, take care. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Well, TrueTrade.com. By the way, folks, it's T-R-A-E for Trey, T-R-A-E. And that is going to be it. As I look at the clock, we are rolling towards 12 p.m. Eastern time, and that is going to wrap our broadcast for today. Next week, Bobby's going to be airing a special encore presentation, as we'll all be off for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. And then we'll be back with you live on Saturday, June 4th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Until then, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors, and to all of you out there who helped make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.